Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another sampling of voter reaction to last night's presidential debate, a New York opinion.
I feel like both were like it was high school. They were both going back and forth. It was like throwing jabs at each other. We're not here for that. We're here for the American people, and we need to make that known, and we need to be voting as such.
Russia will resume production of short and medium-range nuclear-capable land-based missiles, says President Putin. His reason, what he says are moves by the U.S. to deploy them in Europe and Asia. The trouble-plagued pier on the Gaza coast, built by the U.S. military to bring in vital supplies, has been removed again because of stormy seas. There's no return date for the Boeing Starliner capsule that carried two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. Repair issues, helium leak, and troubled thruster. Consumer prices were flat from April to May, the mildest performance in more than 4 years, says a key inflation report. This is ABC News. The TSA expects today to be the busiest travel day ever at U.S. airports. ABC's Alex Stone watching conditions.
Under 100 flights have been canceled today. That's actually pretty good for a major getaway day. They're peppered around the country. No one U.S. airport is getting slammed, and many are because of problems in London. Flights that are coming from or heading to London. United has the most canceled flights, and it only has 14 flights canceled. That's less than 1% of United's schedule.
ABC's Alex Stone. Four people were killed, nine injured this afternoon when a minivan crashed through a nail salon on New York's Long Island. Deer Park Assistant Fire Chief Dominic Albanese says the driver of the van is among those in the hospital because of the crash.
It appears that, a motorist drove through the building, all the way through the building, and we don't know the cause at this time.
Cause of the crash, he says, is under investigation. A down day on Wall Street, but an up month. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died unexpectedly on Friday. Delagrave was first elected in 2015. County Board Chair Tom Kramer will serve as the acting county executive until the position is filled. Delagrave was born and raised in Racine County and lived in the area his entire life. Milwaukee leaders are calling for an end to gun violence after 2 days of multiple shootings. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman spoke at a press conference Thursday.
And we as a community need to step up and say, enough! Enough! Show our young ones how to resolve these issues in a productive way. Do something!
15 people were shot in Milwaukee on Wednesday and Thursday. A man, a pregnant woman, and a one-year-old baby were killed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11" forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first 5 games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans, don't run down our fans. You know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right, well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway,
Twizzler, that's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. Currently at 72 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for July 4th. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always looks ahead, even when parallel parking, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two, wherever you are. And part of our beautiful wet state, welcome to Nightlight. Terry Barr is here at 8:35 to share some fun music with us and her awesome personality. It is really, you're not kidding, it is pouring. It is raining so hard. We're in like a 9-story building. We're on the first floor. I can hear the rain hitting the roof.
Yeah.
It's just me. I have a sixth sense for these kind of things. Like the guy in Twister who could always sense a tornado. We're going to jump out to not Miller Park, not County Stadium, Conrad.
American Family Field.
Yeah, because Mike Clemens has been nice enough to join us from the game. We'll get a quick update with Mike. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good. We got the roof closed here in Milwaukee and anticipating that line of showers come across.
That's nice. It's nice that you get to stay dry while you're out there watching some baseball, Mike. How are the Brewers looking tonight?
Colin Ray is on the mound, and, you know, the Cubs have struggled with their hitting this year.
Yeah.
Also with their relief pitchers. And Colin, he walked a couple guys, but already kept it pretty clean. We got here into the third inning, gave up a base hit, and he beamed a guy, Merritt. It looked like he broke his hand, but he wanted to take his base and run the bases. Then they had another run drove in, so... It's 2-0 now, bottom of the fourth here at AmFam Field. And the Cubs ahead of the Brewers.
Okay. The Brewers have really like kind of padded their lead a little bit over the Cards. I mean, they got a pretty comfortable lead right now. Do you think they'll just build on that as the season goes on, Mike?
Well, it's just amazing what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. There's Robert Gasser now down for the year. Robert Gasser, Brandon Woodruff, you know, so they've had 12 or 13 pitchers that they've gone through as starters and four or five really good ones that they've lost for the entire year. Wade Miley as well. Abner Uribe is a kid in his second year. I always hear the night that he debuted. He only played like 40 innings in the minors. He's 20, 21 years old.
Whoa.
To me, Abner is he's got this perfect build to be a pitcher, about 6'4". The ball comes perfectly over the top of his head, and he leans back and releases. His first pitch in the majors was like 99 miles an hour. The next one was 101.
Jeez.
So they started bringing him in a little bit, and as a closer, as a reliever, just to get him used to the major league game. And he was on his way this year, but then he's the guy that threw a punch when they got into a fight one night with two or three guys suspended. I just heard, though, he also injured his knee. So now he's had knee surgery. This kid.
Oh, wow.
He had knee surgery.
Jeez.
So, you know, every time that they get somebody promising in here, something like that happens. Then they've got this Garrett Mitchell kid. Big, tall, handsome kid that played center field, about 6'4 or so. And, you know, he kind of built like Yelich, even though a little bit more heavier. he breaks the tip of his pinky in training camp. Okay. And then and just the other night, just when they were about to bring him back and playing in Nashville in their minor league team, he pulls a hamstring. So he was like their top prospect.
Yeah.
I don't know how Pat Murphy is doing this, Pete, but he gets these guys like Bryce Terang and, Reese Hoskins, a veteran they brought in from the Phillies, and he's, sort of making it up with starting pitching and relief pitching, and they're winning these ball games. They're stealing. They lead the league, or they're number two in the league in stolen bases, and they're moving around. These guys are playing hard, great effort every night, and that's why they're in first place.
That's what was the response, Mike, tonight, or the reaction, I should say, to Craig Counsell? Are they still booing him pretty handily, or?
They drilled him. They drilled him. Mark Richards over here, the stadium announcer, he's going through, Ian Happ and the rest of the lineup. Manager, Craig Counsell. They stood up and booed him.
Oh, my God.
For like 20, 30 seconds. Yeah, even though it's like the second time he's been here. They're not taking their foot off the gas. Oh, and while I'm thinking about, too, a guy who's been the announcer here since it was Miller Park in the last year or so, kind of thing, Rob Edwards. When I first drove into Milwaukee to go to college and hopefully maybe get into broadcasting or journalism, there was this big sign over by Cummings Stadium that said, Rob Edwards, and then the station was on back then, the flagship. It was the big morning man. Handsome guy, great for TV and all that. He passed away yesterday. He had to give up his duties here as the public address announcer at American Family Field. He's been doing it for the last 20 years. Victim of Alzheimer's. So they put up a tribute to him on the scoreboard. But, if you're in Milwaukee, Rob was everywhere. Radio stations, public TV. When he would introduce your shows on public TV as the voiceover.
Jeez. Yeah, I saw your post on Facebook. I'm sorry for your loss, Mike. That's a real drag.
Yeah, we're thinking of him tonight. And that's the cool thing about this particular place is that behind the scenes, these people who work at the stadium, they are family. They've been bringing, dish to pass, and they're really close. I'm kind of the outsider, quite frankly. But they're really nice people that work behind the scenes at the ballpark.
I heard your in your news broadcast that Pat Murphy said called Twitter Twizzlers. That was hilarious.
I'm telling you, it's part of the recipe for winning here. And Craig Counsell's a very smart guy, maybe analytical.
Yeah,
I think he talks to players. He's been around baseball his whole life. But then in comes Grandpa, 65-year-old Pat Murphy. And this guy is the biggest cut-up in the clubhouse. Now, the thing is, he's very demanding. When they lose, he's not good. He's pissed off. He's in a bad mood. But every opportunity he gets to make, if there's a prank going on, if there's some sort of a hoax going on, it starts with the manager. Like, they just brought in a new pitcher. They needed a veteran pitcher the other day. And so he sent him a text. I said, hi, my name is Pat Murphy. I'm the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. We'd like to welcome you to the ball club and looking forward to your contributions or whatever.
That's hilarious.
That's sincerely looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, that's great.
Pat Murphy, manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. and when he read that to everybody, I sent this to this guy. And he's like, I got to get it started somehow,
Right.
Like, welcome to the Brewers. Right. We're constantly pulling your leg here.
That's fantastic, Mike. Thank you for – hey, Mike, I saw that the Jets were ranked fourth in the power rankings preseason. Is that high? I know they did okay without Rodgers last year. What do you think about that?
Personally, Pete, I don't care about power rankings in November. That's the stupidest stat that's out there. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
You have to watch the games. You have to find out. You have to watch how people are winning football games. You have to, to see the plays and all those kinds of things.
Right.
Nevertheless, we do know this. The Jets have got a lot of talent on their defense, and they're counting on Aaron Rodgers to to help out. And, hey, who knows? Maybe even Braylon Allen can take the former Badger. You know, he's backing up.
That's right.
But you know, it'll be interesting to see if Aaron pulls it together and focuses in and can, you know, all of his weird stuff he does in the offseason to put that Jets team together.
I actually look forward to the drama. It'll be fun. Mike, thanks so much for checking in. I appreciate you working hard as always and still taking time to talk to us. So have a great night out at the old ballpark.
Appreciate the late night show, man. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You got it. All right, Mike. See you later. That's Mike Clemens reporting from County Stadium. Is it City Field?
No, it's County State Field.
State Field. From American Family Field. That's sound like something was happening there. I felt like I should let him go. You know, but that's probably all like background noise to Mike because he's always at sporting events and I don't know, probably doesn't even raise an eyebrow anymore when something happens, right?
I feel like it's still got to be exciting as always.
Yeah. What do you think about that? You're kind of I assume you were a Rodgers fan for a long time before he got really weird.
Definitely.
Well, to me, I understand what Mike is saying about the power rankings, but also you're what is Rodgers, 42? 41?
Oh, he's 41, I believe.
So when he just tore his Achilles, that's not an easy thing to come back from. Like to just say that they're going to be fourth because Rodgers is back. If Rodgers is 27 and coming back, I could see that. That seems high though for the Jets. I don't know.
It is, you know, I agree with Mike. It's way too early for power rankings.
Yeah.
It's like the thing where I see this. It's like as soon as the championship ends, it's like, oh, here's the power rankings for the NBA next year. Like the finals ended 2 hours ago.
Right, exactly. The other thing I saw was I heard in his news broadcast that lawsuit against the Sunday Ticket, that is the most, I got DirecTV for 2 years just to get a free NFL Sunday package like 14 years ago. And then I'm like, I can't do this anymore. This is way too much money. You know, I got two young kids. I can't spend that much. My dad paid $70 this year for all of the MLB games. Now he sits there and watches the Cubs and he's got like he can get any baseball game for $70.
I mean, that's 162 games times, you know, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I think is actually a good price for it. Actually.
Phenomenal deal.
But the Sunday Ticket thing, I'm just so confused on why is the lawsuit happening? Who is getting paid for this?
Right.
Shouldn't it go back to everyone who paid over?
Yeah, I mean that I don't understand that either. In the NFL, did they say is counter suing or appealing? Like they're not even admitting. Like I like the NFL. I like that they're a year round thing. I like following all the stuff. But when you're just it's a money grab or you're just being greedy, that's just way too much. I mean, they should offer packages. Like if you just want to watch the Packers, $100. People would pay that.
I feel like I think they actually are doing that this season, where they're going to offer just single game or single team packages.
How much is it going to be? Do you know?
Probably not that cheap.
They'll knock $100 off the $400 ticket. So greedy. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Ricky Gervais. We have a great clip from the British Office, and a clip from the Night at the Museum. Ricky Gervais turns 62 this week. You can still get into the fun, too. Is lip syncing okay? Let us know. Text us on the stream or at 855-752-4842. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Metnair on air.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Max Inc. Radio.
From Puerto Rico to Wisconsin, Tara's sultry songwriting showcases her life. She's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, rocker and Jimmy K.
Weekend evening 6 until midnight on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue, thinking just of you.
Welcome back. We're talking about lip syncing. See, I would never do that. I would never do this show and lip sync. I just don't believe in it.
That would be awesome. I just play something from here.
Yeah.
And you're just...
I'd be on the stream and you're just playing like a episode of Laverne and Shirley or something. Terry Barr will be here at 8:35 to talk about the artist that they will feature on tomorrow night's show, Live in the Lair, and Max Inc. I totally spaced out there.
Are you sure you didn't get struck by lightning?
Maybe I did. It's not lightning out now. It's pouring rain.
It did. I did see one.
Did you?
I haven't seen
one. You saw one lightning?
I saw one lightning. It's just natural now for me after getting struck. No, it's just, you see all of them.
You're one with the electric sky. Terry will be here in just a few minutes to talk about. She's also at the Brewer game. And they're staying dry there because Mike said they have the roof closed, which is nice. But we're going to talk, before we talk to Terry, we've talked about The Office a lot on this show. Conrad, did you get through all 9 seasons, by the way?
I have not. It kind of went downhill for me on the 7th season. I kind of got bored on some episodes.
Yeah.
And I just need to get back to it. I need to watch it because I've heard a lot of people say season 9 is really actually pretty decent. So.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. That's interesting because maybe after season 6, I stuck with all 5 of the first 5 seasons, part of 6, but I couldn't do it. But anyway, The British Office had 12 episodes. It was created by Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais. 12 episodes, and then they wrap it up with a Christmas special. Brilliant stuff. This is, we have one clip from The British Office, Conrad?
Yes.
Okay, so this is, just like Steve Carell in The American Office, Ricky Gervais plays a very frustrated entertainer who will pull out his guitar and hold his employees hostage while he plays one of his original songs. And this is that beautiful moment where it gets a little chaotic while he's doing so.
Spaceman came down to answer some things. The world gathered round from paupers to kings. I'll answer your questions, I'll answer them true. I'll show you the way, you know what to do. Who is wrong and who is right? Yellow, brown, black or white? Spaceman, he answered, you no longer mind. I've opened your eyes, you're now colorblind. Racial. So, she's the serpent who guards the gates of hell.
Racial. This is a great song, actually.
Pretty girl on the hood of a Cadillac, yeah. She's broken down on Freeway 9. Take a look at her engine started. Leave a purring and I roll on by, bye, bye. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I've got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone.
She's dead.
She's not dead.
She's not dead.
Long time later, see ya. Cowboy crying, says, hey buddy, what can I do? Says, I lived a good life, about 1,000 women. I said, well, why the tears? He says, because none of them was you.
Or you?
No, he's looking at a photograph.
Of you?
No, of his girlfriend. The video was shown.
Yeah, he sounds a bit gay at the moment.
It's not gay. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone. She's gone. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long.
is gone.
She's gone, yeah.
Gone away.
She's gone. She's gone, yeah. She's just gone away.
The Gareth character, he's the one that says, when Ricky Gervais says she's gone, he says she's dead. He's saying she's dead. He says she's not dead. And he gives the camera a look like, what makes that so great, and it's with Steve Carell too. He's, you know, Ricky Gervais, David Brent is his name on the British Office. He's kind of a buffoon, but I love that there's an even bigger buffoon in Gareth, who is the Dwight equivalent in the British Office. So great. And he actually went and recorded that song. I think Noel Gallagher of Oasis recorded Free Love Freeway with Ricky Gervais, which is so great. We have another clip from Ricky Gervais. What is this one? Night of the Museum, right?
Yes, it's Night of the Museum 2.
Set this one up.
And Ben Stiller, his character, needs to get the tablet of Ahriman-Ra to DC, where he's at with all the museum, trying to save the trying to save all of them. But Ricky Gervais' character just got fired and he can't give it away.
Okay.
Would you kindly do me the favor of explaining this?
Sorry, wrong.
I need you to let me take the tablet and Ahriman-Ra to London. Sorry, just processing that.
Input data analysis.
I've just told you I'm being fired, and the first thing you ask is if I'd allow you to take some priceless artifacts away with you on holiday. Yes.
No.
Please.
Why?
Just I'm asking you to please go with me on this, please.
Nah. Can't do it, dude.
Bye. You're gonna mug me?
What?
Well, I don't know. Just be prepared.
I need you to listen to me. Okay?
Yep.
The tablet is actually magic. The sun goes down. The tablet starts to glow. Everything comes to life. It's real. The tablet starts to glow. Now I know you're mental.
He's funny. Did you see the, that was the second one, right?
Yeah, that was the second one.
My friend Tom Lennon wrote those, and the amount of money he got paid was obscene. And he played the DUG character in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. Tom is one of the funniest people ever. He was on a roll where he wrote The Pacifier. I want to say he wrote both Night at the Museums and the ping pong movie, what, Balls of Fury?
There's actually three. At the Museums.
Oh, you're right.
And then there's a fourth one that's animated.
No, really?
Yep. That came out like last year, I believe.
Okay. This is, are you a fan of The Boys?
I've only watched one episode.
Yeah, so I've watched two. Jimmy Casca said that he posted on Twitter and he tagged me on it saying, Pete, you should watch The Boys. He's on like season four. My son is obsessed with the show. He says it's one of his favorite shows of all time. I have to watch the show. There's like way too many people coming from way too many different angles. I think Brian Kelly or Chris Casper, one of the two, loved it and recommended it. So I have to be more diligent about watching The Boys. I just saw here too on IMDb Pro that Martin Mull passed away. His show Fernwood Tonight is one of the first things I saw on TV where I'm like, this is so different and weird. I love this. And I didn't know what to make of it. But Martin Mull, just a comedy legend. We'll have some clips ready for Monday's show with Martin Mull. He's great. That's a loss. He was 80. A pretty good run. We got another text here from Chris in Janesville. The 608 says, best sitcom ever, The British Office. You could certainly make that argument, Chris, and you just did. It's hilarious. There's not a weak moment. 12 episodes. And it's so brilliant. So brilliant. Thank you for the text, Chris. All right, coming up next, Terry Barr. It's Friday. That means spirited discussion about our awesome state and new music. It's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another sampling of voter reaction to last night's presidential debate, a New York opinion.
I feel like both were like it was high school. They were both going back and forth. It was like throwing jabs at each other. We're not here for that. We're here for the American people. and we need to make that known, and we need to be voting as such.
Russia will resume production of short and medium-range nuclear-capable land-based missiles, says President Putin. His reason, what he says, are moves by the U.S. to deploy them in Europe and Asia. The trouble-plagued pier on the Gaza coast, built by the U.S. military to bring in vital supplies, has been removed again because of stormy seas. There's no return date for the Boeing Starliner capsule that carried two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. Repair issues, helium leak, and troubled thruster. Consumer prices were flat from April to May, the mildest performance in more than 4 years, says a key inflation report. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reactions are split along party lines after Thursday night's presidential debate. Wisconsin Republican strategist Reince Priebus.
The reality is, it was actually a sad, embarrassing night for the president. His family should have sat him down weeks ago and told him, you know, Dad, you know, your spouse, look, it's time to step aside.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler says Donald Trump is still the wrong choice for Wisconsin. A second teenager from Lincoln Hills Youth Prison is charged in the death of a staff member. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom was arrested with 16-year-old Javarius Hurd after they attacked 49-year-old Corey Prolks, who was declared brain dead on Tuesday. Nyblom faces charges of felony murder and battery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reactions are split along party lines after Thursday night's presidential debate. Wisconsin Republican strategist Reince Priebus.
The reality is, it was actually a sad, embarrassing night for the president. His family should have sat him down weeks ago and told him, you know, Dad, you know, your spouse, look, it's time to step aside.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler says Donald Trump is still the wrong choice for Wisconsin. A second teenager from Lincoln Hills Youth Prison is charged in the death of a staff member. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom was arrested with 16-year-old Javarius Hurd after they attacked 49-year-old Corey Prolks, who was declared brain dead on Tuesday. Nyblom faces charges of felony murder and battery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. It's 71 right now.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for the Trump immunity ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll find out if Joe Biden's got SEAL Team 6 on speed dial.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
It's true. I did it. Guilty as charged. Welcome back. It's the fourth quarter, Conrad. You still going strong, buddy?
I'm going good.
All right. Kick back and get a nap. We got Terry Barr coming up. And Terry's always the life of the party. I have so much to ask Terry because the 4th of July is right around the corner. She's being a real trooper and calling us from not County Stadium, Conrad.
State Stadium. Well, sorry, American Family Field.
State Stadium. That's even better than County Stadium. She is the host of Max Inc. here at the Civic Media Radio Network, 6 to midnight on Saturdays. If you have not checked out Max Inc., you absolutely must. It is an award-winning, phenomenal show, and Terry is one of the main reasons for that. And she joins us here every Friday night. Hi, Terry.
Hey, how are you guys? Good to be with you, Pete and Conrad.
Are you? It's great to have you. You're still at the game?
Yes. In fact, we just saw a Jackson Churio. He's the rookie with the Brewers.
Okay.
It is first Grand Slam.
Oh, wow.
Score now 4-2 over the Cubbies.
I guess that's okay.
And yes, it's American Family Field. Good job, Conrad.
My Cubs are going nowhere.
Sometimes I still refer to it as Miller Park. And then if I have a lapse of mind, which I do sometimes, I'll even call it, the good old County Stadium.
I would go up to see my mom's relatives in Milwaukee, and we would tailgate at County Stadium. And I love calling it County Stadium. I know it's the most basic, no creative thought went into naming it whatsoever, but it has a place in my heart. I loved it, you know?
Me too. And that's where I got to love the Brewers.
Yeah.
My dad took us to so many games. So I blame him for my still paying a lot of money to come and see the Brewers all the time.
So where were you going to see the Brewers from, Terry? Where were you at that age in Wisconsin?
We were in Shawano County, which to the west of Brown County, Green Bay.
Sure.
But we would go constantly in the summer. And honestly, my dad was a dairy farmer, so I'm not even sure how he figured out to be able to get the time to take us all to the games.
Wow.
And then, as an adult, my dad then luckily slowed down a little bit, but he started bringing buses out of Shawano County 3, 4, 5 times a season to what was then Miller Park.
Yeah.
And, the buses were packed. Everybody wanted to go because, it's easier to hop a bus, drink some beer, eat some sandwiches on the way, and get to the game. Yeah.
That's so fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, are you – okay, so you have – you got a great show tomorrow. You got Shara, am I saying that right, or Shara?
Yeah, Shara. Yeah.
Okay. And the song is Addicted to You. Should we give it a listen? Are you ready?
She is amazing, and she has a great story. Moving from Puerto Rico after the hurricane, which she still says she has family there, and Puerto Rico is still a mess, and it makes me so sad to talk to her about it. But she's loving Madison, Wisconsin. She has found a place, and that's where her music is now coming from. So, let's give it a listen.
So, this is her first, as I understand it, Conrad was telling me, her first live performance tomorrow night?
Well, she has done a few. She has not done a lot of live performances. She does not have recorded music out either.
Okay.
So she is going to be playing music that basically she has been keeping in a notebook since she got to Wisconsin. So we're going to hear it first tomorrow night, and she's still working on an album that she hopes to release by the end of the summer.
Oh, I love this. Okay, this is, am I saying the name right, Shara?
Yes.
All right, this is Shara and Addicted to You.
Cannot seem to get a thing done or even keep. I mean, I communicate much, but you in the distance.
How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot accept what you are coming from. I'm an addict for love. How can I find a way to get it out of my mind? I know I've made mistakes, but I'm not the only one who's blind. I spend most of my days observing time just passing by, living inside of my brain, pretending life just all is cause. How can I find a way if you continue to blame who is not at fault? Ooh, I'm an addict, I cannot say what you are coming from. I'm an addict for love. Pretending, but the things unexplored. Don't let me say, cause I wanna be the one in control. Or should I just end it all? Or rather restart the clock than end it all? How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot say where you are coming from. I'm an addict for your love. I'm an addict for your love. Oh, da 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 ba da ba da ba da ba.
Man, that, you know, every time you're here, Terry, and you bring a song, I try to think of one word to me that best describes the music we're hearing. And that is just like emotion, like pure emotion.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, great voice.
I think she's one of my new favorites. And we are so lucky. Make Music Madison, and I know you've talked to the director, Mary Rose.
Sure.
She brought her in as an example of the people that you could go hear for free during Make Music all around the world, but in particular in Madison. She is an ambassador, Shara is, and working with Make Music Madison all throughout the year. So we feel so lucky that we got to meet her through the organization. Yeah. And now to have her come back and be willing to do an entire hour of her music that she has never played for very many people in the past.
Oh, that's so cool.
We are so lucky.
And it must feel great too when you feel like you're kind of discovered someone and you're sharing them with everybody. That's so great.
Oh, and I have to tell you, she is adorable. And she's only like 22 years old. She plays her own guitar.
Wow.
She only learned how to play guitar like 10 years ago. And I just feel like she's one of those that you can really say she's going to go somewhere. She knows what she wants. And now that she is in America, and in particular, she feels fortunate to be in Wisconsin and in a great music scene.
Yeah.
This girl, I at some point, Pete, you and I are going to be like, ooh, we knew her when.
Yeah, that's how it feels. I mean, 22. That's really impressive. Well,
she's a
I
baby.
Hope. Yeah, exactly. But she doesn't sing like one. So
no,
that's.
There's a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
She sings some songs in her native language. And even though you may not understand what she's saying, it doesn't matter. The emotion is there. It's incredible. I think this is going to be a really special Live in the Lair tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, definitely check it out. If you have not heard Live in the Lair yet, or Max Inc. for that matter, tune in. It's just great, and it's a great way to find new music. Terry, what is your favorite 4th of July spot in Wisconsin?
4th of July?
Yeah.
Okay, this will probably make you giggle.
Everything does.
It's actually my hometown, Leopolis, Wisconsin. Teeny tiny town. becomes, you know, 10 people in unincorporated, and 4th of July, it becomes 10,000 people because they do a race and they have a party and they do baseball and all these games. And my dad used to be the MC for the parade, so it was extra special to me. And they've been dedicating different things to him since he passed 2 years ago. So it's still really special to be there.
Wow, that's a great answer.
How about you? Tell me yours.
You know what? It's kind of changed because I used to like going to my parents' house when we would visit Wisconsin. And then when I got my own place here, we would go down to the water with our lawn chairs. And I loved that. Now the kids are older and we don't have to like schlep everything for fireworks. Now I just like sitting on my porch and playing some Frisbee Ultimate or walking around and just seeing people. It's just the it's the community thing part of it, I think. So just Marinette.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And isn't it funny when you're younger, you could care less about that.
Yeah.
It's all about the running around and watching the fireworks.
Right.
And as you get older, it is about the people and who can I see that I haven't seen in a while and your community. Absolutely.
Exactly. So are you like, you're so much fun. Does everybody want you at their 4th of July party? Do you get like tons of invitations?
I doubt it. I'm loud.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's the 4th of July.
Yeah, I can be loud. And overall, I like to chill. I like to put my lawn chair. I know that sounds really weird, but my little nephew, who is 8, is so into his own fireworks. And he actually said, "And Terry, will you be here this year? Can I spend my own money to buy bigger fireworks?" Well, I know that means my husband, his uncle, and his dad are going to be the ones blowing off the fireworks. They better be careful. But it's so great to just sit in a lawn chair and just watch your own personal show, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's a great answer, too. All right, one more thing before we let you go. Our question tonight, I don't know if you saw this, but you're a music person. Dave Grohl kind of made a snarky comment about Taylor Swift lip syncing. Did you hear about this? Yeah.
No, okay. I don't doubt it, but tell me more.
Yeah, so he said, you know, her show is the Eras Tour. Our show could be called the Errors Tour because we make mistakes because we actually sing. Yeah, and apparently they were friends. And I used to feel like you have to sing, but I kind of feel like she's so much more. That's a spectacle. Her show is a performance. But what are you a purist? Or do you agree with Dave? I love Dave Grohl. I love the Foo Fighters.
Well, you know, we're huge Kiss fans. And the argument has been in the last couple of years that Paul Stanley was singing to a voice track.
Okay.
But yet, you know, we have been really lucky. We have some really great seats to some of the shows at the end of the tour. He was singing.
Okay.
Now, maybe there were voice tracks with him, but he was singing.
Okay.
I don't know about Taylor Swift. I have never heard that before. I love Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters.
Same.
I've seen them once. I would love to see them again. I think their live show is amazing. And that guy is, I don't know how he doesn't blow his voice out.
Right.
But Taylor Swift, yes, that's a whole different deal, isn't it? It's a carnival. It's a party.
Yeah.
It's,
and I know Britney, I think Britney Spears was accused of that. Like when you're dancing like a maniac, I think it's hard to sing, and I don't own any of Taylor Swift's music. I like her as a person. She seems cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Foo Fighters, but I kind of disagree with him on this. I don't know.
I am so surprised that he said that because he doesn't usually speak out in that way.
He said they were friends, too. That was weird. I don't
know.
Maybe
you
not
said
anymore. right. Exactly. Hey, thank you so much. Have fun out there at the old ballpark, and we hope we can do this again. Maybe next Friday, maybe the Friday after. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you
Happy
too, Terry.
Happy weekend to everyone.
You too. Party safely. All right. That's Terry Barr, our favorite Friday friend. There's some serious alliteration. We'll be back next on Nightlight to wrap things up.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Did we get an answer out of Terry?
I don't think we did.
She kind of skirted it.
She said she likes both.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, actually. So I don't mean to, like, that's a tough one. Like, you know, I don't know. Terry's so much fun. I'd like to thank Mike Clemens, Sarah Pollan, and Terry Barr, our guests tonight. Thank you for all your texts. If you want to get one in quick at the end here, is lip syncing okay in concerts? That's tonight's question. We've had some great responses. Kind of right down the middle, I'd say 50-50. But let us know what you think. You still got a few minutes here to get something in at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Is lip syncing during a concert okay? Okay. Monday on the show, DJ Olbris will be here. He will be here to discuss Riverfest Lacrosse. That's a big blowout they're having next week. And Heather Heil will be here Monday as well. She works for the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's going to tell us what's going on the 4th of July here in Northeast Wisconsin. She's kind of got her finger on the pulse. What was her group again that she came up with the dogs? Paws Patrol or something like that?
That's actually a thing.
Oh, so it's something.
Paw Patrol is like a good Paw Patrol. Show.
Oh, yeah. She didn't create that, though. Is that what you're saying? Okay. No, but her group was really cool. It had a really cool name.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten it already. Anyway. Heather will be here on Monday, and I'm sure she'll remind us. So, all right. So every once in a while, folks, we clip all these funny clips from great movies and TV. And our bin, I end up usually running my trap too much, and we don't get to them. Or I have fun with a guest, and we run our traps together, and we just don't get to them. So we're going to get rid of a couple of these tonight. And they've been sitting there burning a hole in the console. And the first one we're going to play, what was the one we said? We had Dodgeball and what else?
We had a Jaws scene. And then we also had another Night at the Museum clip.
All right, let's do Jaws first because we'll end on some comedy. This is the scene where the famous iconic line from Roy Scheider, who they're right on top of the shark. They've seen how big it is. He flips out. He pops into frame with a cigarette in his mouth and mutters the iconic line. And we'll just let the clip play for itself.
You heard him. Slow ahead. Slow ahead. I can go slow ahead. Come on down and chum some of this stuff. Shut off that engine.
Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss and Roy Scheider. Robert Shaw is great as the captain in that movie. And I have a complaint about Jaws that's easy to make because it's 50 years later, 60 years, 40 years later, whatever it is. The shark could have been bigger. Like, yeah. I'm serious. Like, great whites get up to 20 feet. But there could be an anomaly to me. Now they would overdo it. Like the Meg, they make a 100-foot shark and the whole movie just sucks. But they could have made the Jaws shark. And I know the guy who designed it, Rusty Wolf, who's a brilliant man. This is not on him. But Spielberg could have said, I want a 30-foot shark. Like, this is something that just is like a freak of nature. Because the shark was big and scary. All sharks are scary to me. Anyway, just some armchair sharking, quarterbacking. And if you go swimming tomorrow, folks, in the Fox River or in the bay, just know that someone could have put a shark in there. So think about that. Keep that in the back of your mind, kids. All right, let's do this one. This is a movie. When it first came out, Dodgeball, I'm like, how in the heck are they going to make Dodgeball a movie? And it's ridiculous, but it's just good, clean, pure American fun. Rip Torn, Vince Vaughn, and Ben Stiller, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's roll it.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Hey, go ahead.
Me? Or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? Oh, oh.
Any other questions?
That's so great. Rip Torn could say anything. If you haven't seen the Larry Sanders Show, check him out in that. He is, every line he says is gold. He's an overbearing producer who always assures Larry that everything is going to be okay. And just brilliant. A great actor. He was also great in Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks. So if you're a film buff or an actor buff, you love watching good acting or just great comedy. And he does more than comedy. He's a great actor, too. I like his more comedic roles, but that's me. He is a treasure. So bad news, sad news about Martin Mull. As I mentioned on Monday, we'll have some Martin Mull news and clips. Not sure how he passed away, but he and Fred Willard together on Fernwood Tonight was just pure gold. And Fred Willard, also another national treasure. So this has been fun. Good week. Got a short week next week. We'll discuss that more on Monday. I don't want to scare anybody off. Please join me again Monday for more Nightlight. That will be the actual holiday week. And we'll be talking a lot more about the 4th of July and the movies and TV that we love and that bring us together. Have a great weekend, everybody. On behalf of Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm calling it now before the opinion actually drops. On Monday, the Supreme Court is going to decide that in some situations, American presidents are kings. There's no better place to hear the breakdown.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that. They react to that, and they may not react very well to that. And they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.